हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर चार्ल्स लवजॉय, CHARLES LOVJOY, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 12/19/2022. द पेशेंट अपियर्स फॉर ए फॉलो विजिट. ही रिसेंटली हैड ए एपिडोरल इंजेक्शन ऑन 12/13/2022. ही रिपोर्ट दैट ही एक्चुअली वेंट बैक टू वर्क ऑन 12/15 एंड 12/16 फॉर 8 आवर्स, वेर ही हैड टू लिफ्ट लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स, हैवी थिंग्स. And he started having pain in the lower back again. And now he experienced some shooting pain to both the legs, which is off and on, but not constant. He believes and feels that he cannot do the job appropriately at all due to this pain which has come back. They report that he also cannot work on muscle relaxer and pain medication during the daytime as it disallows him to work as he's so sleepy. He also believes that he should apply for a disability. Currently, today, his pain level varies from 5 to 10, with ADLs being affected 7. Patient today reports that his pain was 50% better last time, but now it is almost 30%. And he reports that his mood and enjoyment of life are affected 10. The work is affected 9. And in general activity, walking ability is affected 7 among the ADLs. In the neurology and psych, patient has ongoing difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, poor work performance, anxiety, and depression. However, patient denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports There is lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motions, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, and ankle and foot, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, and respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. There are no additional issues and no change in the pain level in last 30 days, except the last 2 days of work, it worsened the pain to 7. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. No other trauma, and only thing he reports that due to the work, he worked for 8 hours for 2 days, and it worsened his pain now. Current pain medication is Ultram and Tylenol codeine. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana on for further pain relief. Compliance, this patient is compliant to the pain medication regimen. The medical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 132/79, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is from previous visit. Dated 12/2/2022, dictation number 1221-038. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to take the patient off work and put him on work disabilities. At this time, due to cervical, lumbar, and sacroiliac joint issues, hospital placement has been added and transportation has been added. Physical therapy will continue along with laser treatment for both sacroiliac joint, lumbar, and cervical 2 times a week. His MRIs were reviewed. The gentleman has a herniated disc at L4, L5. T3, T4, T5, 6, T6, 7, as well as in the cervical region, there is a C6 and C7 disc involvement. And he does not have any pain in the neck, but some pain in upper back is felt. Patient report that he will continue trying laser treatment for a week to 10 days and see how it goes. He has been advised to apply for disability. The medications have been ordered for him, which include naproxen, Alavil, Flexeril, Lyrica. Xanax has been added for anxiety relief, and Tylenol codeine. he has been advised to see a psychiatrist also, if he likes, for long-term relief. And the otherwise patient is stable. Thank you.